Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO Medford, Mass. 91.5 on your dial and WMFO.org online. I'd like to welcome everybody. I know it's back to school time, and the station's here at Tufts, and all the students are back, so that's terrific. I want to welcome you all here. Not that many people are actually probably listening now, but just in case anybody is. And it's also Labor Day today, a day that always honored and celebrated labor, even though that doesn't seem to be happening so much anymore either, but I want to nod to Labor Day anyway. But first off, we'll have something for back to school. The U-Hauls are everywhere on the street in Boston, so you know it's back to school time. College students moving back here for the start of school. And parents are coming to bring their kids to and from school now that that's starting. And so I thought I'd do this, a set for the start of the school year. First, I've got AC/DC covering Chuck Berry's School Days. And I always thought the name of the song was Ring, Ring Goes the Bell, but it's not. It was on their second album, TNT, in 1975, but only on the version released in Australia. Later was included on Volts, a disc of alternate takes, outtakes, etc., one of four albums in the Bonfire box set put out in 1997 honoring Bon Scott, who died in 1980. And Chuck Berry had a number one hit single with this in 1957, and then on his first studio album, After School Session, which was the second album released on Chess Records. So now we will have AC/DC with School Days.
Thank you. you. As you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and dust cloths she's making. I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Attention, attention class, class. Thank you, young man. Now give me that knife. Thank you. Now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are. Class.
Far out, man.
Thank you.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, class, Sister Rosetta has informed me that your assignment for the last 2 months has been to write an essay entitled, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Who would like to read theirs before the class? Class! 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 Thank you. Young man in the first row, stand up, state your name, and read your essay.
Who, me?
Yes, read your essay, please.
I don't have it finished yet, man.
Well, then read what you have, young man.
The first day, no, my vacation. What I did on my summer vacation. The first day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The third day of my summer vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job.
That's fine, young
then
man.
Then I got a job.
Young man.
Keeping people from hanging young out man. In front of the drugstore.
Young man. Thank you.
I still got what I can, man.
Now, class, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to read you some poems out of this lovely book of poetry. Man. The sun kisses the morning skies. The birds kiss the butterflies. The dew kisses the morning grass. Class! Class! Wake up!
I gotta go to the can, man.
I'm turd.
Durande, I got it bad for the new girl in school. The guys are flipping, but I'm playing it cool. Everybody's passing notes in class. They really dig her, now she's such a gas. Chicks are jealous of the new girl.
Chicks are jealous of the new girl.
They put her down and they treat her so
bad. They put her down and they treat her so bad.
She's going out of her mind.
She's going out of her mind.
She's the finest chick you'll ever find.
She's the new girl in school. Up,
up, up, up. Till she transferred here.
like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend. Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
Junk out of here. Come on, boys. Scram. I'll give you the idea in a nutshell. B-A Bay. B-E-B. B-I Picky Bye. B-O Boat. I'll give you the correct demonstration. Cutie Pie, pound those horse teeth.
B-A Bay, B-E-B, B-I Bicky Bye, B-O Bo, Bicky Bye Bo, B-U Boo, Bicky Bye Bo Boo.
C-A-C-E-C-C-I-Sicky-Sci-C-O-So-Sicky-Sci-So-C-U-Soo-Sicky-Sci-So-Soo.
Get the idea, girls? Now we'll all join together on the letter D.
D-A-Day, D-E-D-D-I-Dicky-Di-D-O-Do-Dicky-Di-Do-D-U-Do-Dicky-Di-Do-Do.
right, there's a little celebration of back to school, which starts last week, this week, all different times. But where I live in Watertown, it starts this coming week. Some towns started last week. Some states started last month. So who knows? But it is back to school time. First, you heard AC/DC covering Chuck Berry's School Days. And that was one of four albums in the Bonfire box set put out in 1997, honoring Bon Scott, who died in 1980. And Chuck Berry had a number one hit single with it in 1957, and then on his first studio album, After School Session, the second album released on Chess Records. Then after that, you heard Cheech and Chong with Sister Mary Elephant from Big Bamboo in 1972, and a 7-inch single the same year. Yeah, they did a lot of comedy albums between 69 and 85, several movies, fun stuff. Then you heard Van Halen with Hot for Teacher from their 1984 album. It's a great video for that. Then Jan and Dean with New Girl in School. They were around late 50s through mid-60s and had lots of singles from 59 to 68, a number of albums, including releases in later years. Duo Jan Berry and Dean Torrance. And this song, New Girl in School, was the B-side of Dead Man's Curve in 1964. Then Brittany Fox, a hard rock, kind of glam metal band from Philadelphia in 1985 to 92 and reformed in 2000. That was Girl's School. That was like their biggest song. It was on their self-titled debut album in 1988. One of the most successful debut albums in the 88-90 season. And the video got lots of airplay on MTV. After the release of their second album in 1989, they broke up when their lead singer left and they got another singer. And I remember it well because I was assigned to do an article about them for The Beat and interview them when they were playing in Boston. So the show got canceled. I couldn't reach the publicist to find out what was going on. Publicist calls me the next day, sets up a phone interview with one of the BM members, and as soon as we started talking, he told me they broke up. So I had to throw my questions on the floor and wing it through the interview. That was pretty wild. You know. Then you heard the original version of Smokin' in the Boys' Room by Brownsville Station from their 1973 album, Yeah. That single was a big hit, reached number three on the charts, sold over 2 million copies. It was written by Cub Coda, singer and guitarist for the band. In 1977, the band recorded a novelty song, Martian Boogie, which was on Dr. Demento's show. Then the band broke up in 1979. The song's probably better known to younger folks from Motley Crue's cover, which was released as a single in 1985 and became Crue's first top 40 hit. Then the set ended with the Alphabet song, Swingin' the Alphabet. It was Three Stooges. You know, it was from their short, Violent is the Word for Curly, in 1938. Enough said about that. So there's fun for back to school. Then what we have next is a little bit for Labor Day, because today is Labor Day, which was always kind of celebrated and honored labor. And unfortunately, labor is not treated too well these days. It's pretty bad, pretty sad. I don't want to get into that. Well, it's just enjoy our music and such. So figured just a few songs about labor. And first, I have one you all know. And I will talk about it afterwards, because you'll recognize it immediately.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel like a
unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All right, that last set was for Labor Day. First was The Beatles with A Hard Day's Night from the 1964 album of the same name, also the theme song to the movie. That was their third studio album. After that was Bruce Springsteen with Working on the Highway from his 1984 album Born in the USA. And how can there be a set about work and working without Bruce Springsteen having a song in there, right? Set ended with a band I never expect to play, and that was Rush with Working Man from the 1974 self-titled debut album. Band formed in 1968 in Ontario, and this album had their original drummer, John Rutsey, who was soon replaced by the drummer we all think of with Rush, Neil Peart. I never liked Rush, don't care for the songs, and cannot stand Geddy Lee's voice. But I heard this song for the first time just a few years ago, and that guitar caught my ear. Once I heard Geddy Lee's voice, I knew it was Rush, but did my best to ignore it for the guitar. I might think the serious guitar outweighs listening to Geddy on that song. That's a good one. Okay, now, let's see, we've got some local stuff coming now. First, I've got the Nervous Eaters with Loretta. They started in 1977, were big in the local punk scene in the late 70s, and... they're going to be playing Friday night at the Out of the Blue 2 Gallery in Cambridge, Mass. So here's the Nervous Eaters with Loretta.
Watch it. hazing go. Pale shot through my feet. Hit the pain it plays with, oh, no sympathy. But it's a song you love, so baby, don't cry for me. It's my big day in this black parade, so don't cry for me, darling. It's my destiny. It's my big day.